Yes. Jesus said, without you. He spoke to his disciple. He lived with his disciple. He'd done many miracles. If we would write down one by one, no book the whole world can contain. But he said, but when Holy Spirit come, he would teach you all things, show you things to come, reveal to who I really am, reveal the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are in us. Help us. Open our eyes. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened more and more. Thank you, Lord. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor your ministry. We honor your patience, your kindness, your grace, your truth, your teaching. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 God is good. Yes. Yes. So I'm not ashamed to talk about his goodness. I'm not ashamed to talk about his mercy, his grace, his truth, his light, and on we can go. I want to share this morning Abba's our Father's heart. And I grew up in Vietnam, like my dad, you know, you look to your parent and they don't treat you the way that you're supposed to be. They do their best. We do our best. Nobody can measure Abba Father's heart, right? So sometime when we come to our Father in heaven or our Abba, and we carry the same thoughts, okay, I'm not good enough. He didn't do enough for me or whatever the case may be. We put too much condition sometime in ourselves or on God sometimes, sometimes to the point that we hate him. I have that. I don't know about you. I have that. So the Lord started showing me who he really is. And some of you here know my story. I escaped from Vietnam. I was desperate in a situation and broken up relationship with my ex-girlfriend, have a baby with her. And I almost ended my life, almost committed suicide. Thank God I didn't do it. Anyway, long story short, I escaped from Vietnam to Cambodia. And that was 2004, July 13, 2004. And faced a lot of hardship situation, and there was tiger, couldn't sleep, no food, eat, ate, live from tree, survive, and I got to Cambodia, and then here I am in America, March 29, 2005. So through that story, through that journey, the Lord starts showing me how good he is to me. And he's good father. It's not what the God that I used to think about. I have to do all the duty lists in order for him to bless me. So that's most like people, two extreme people, the Lord showed me. One, they recognize that how much God loved them, how much God good to them. They want to sacrifice everything in their life to serve God. Don't care about their life here on earth. The other side, okay, God bless me, bless my home, bless my, just all about his blessing. If he would give me this and we did it, I would be high, all blessed. Nothing wrong with that. But what is wrong? We're trying to do things without God. You know, we pursue things without pursuing him. So the Lord showed me one day I was reading Luke chapter 15, usually called the prodigal son. How many people know this story? So it looked like everybody knew. Awesome. That's good. That's good because I don't have to read all the story. Because I want to get somewhere. Excuse me. So we know that when you read from the first verse 1, verse 2, Jesus was talking about Republican, okay, sinners and all kind of tax collectors and also religious people. So basically he was talking to everybody. And then he started going down, talking about the lost sheep. He was talking about when he found one. He called his friend Joseph. So he was talking about the kingdom of God. He was talking about he's pursuing everybody. He doesn't want everybody to miss the kingdom of God. That's the purpose Jesus come to declare the kingdom of God. How he carried how the kingdom of God supposed to be operating, or he show us how who the Father. So religious people, they don't have any sense who God is. So they have to go through like, okay, you have to fast like twice a week, Pharisee do. Okay, these are religious people. So another one, the Gentile, oh, this is great. We just follow his blessing, okay, blessing. So, and then he talking about a father has two sons, right? The one son gave me the portion that belonged to me so I can do whatever I want. I'm tired sitting in your house and nothing is good in your house except to see that you're feeding your people and you're doing your thing, people, and people serve you. So what the point? I'm living here, right? Like, give me portion. I'm going to do what I want. I feel the best way to live. So that's what the younger son, right? So he took on doing. He find out and end up with this nothing bad in his house. It's the father. But when he was the end up inside, what did he look? Is he see guilt and shame, condemnation. I'm not worthy. I'm going to go back to my. He tried to eat something that the pig swine eat, and he can't eat it. He's not allowed to eat. So he remembered his father's house. The many people work for him, never lack of food. That's all he remember. Okay. He never knew his father is a good father. He never knew my father has many food, man. I'm going to die because I don't have food. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to tell my father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Just call your servant. I'm happy. Just give me bread. Eat. I'm good, man. So what happened when on the way far away? How you see a person from far away? You have to look for, right? We have to search and we have to waiting, looking for every day to see from away far. Like in America, we close all the door. It doesn't make any sense, this story to in America, because every door is closed. In my culture or Eastern culture, this is that Jesus was talking about Eastern culture. The door always open. Back in the day, my family the same. We don't close the door. The door always open. So you would see all the way far. Doesn't mean he was looking for his son to come home. One day he expected his son to be home. That's his longing for the fellowship as a father and the son, that he wanted to share his heart with his son. So when he saw him from all the way, what he does? He ran. What? And then what next? He ran. He embraced him. He didn't say that. So he's saying, oh my good, now you're coming home. You want to get some more and then you can go again. He said, Father, I have sinned against you, against heaven, and don't call me a son, just call me a servant. What his father turned to him. He didn't listen what his son was saying. He commanded his servant, go take the best robe, the best ring, the best shoes, and by the way, bring the fatted calf.
Yeah.
The kill, let me marry. My son was lost and found, dead life.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I see this myself, the Lord show me. I said, you see yourself is not worthy of my blessing. You see yourself is not my son. You see yourself as the servant because you see yourself unworthy of my blessing. When the Lord showed me, I'm a Christ, Lord, forgive. I never see myself. I'm a good candidate. I'm a good recipient of your goodness, of your blessing. All I see myself is wrongdoing. Guilt and shame, condemnation. That a tactic from the devil trying to stop us from receiving the best life that God wants us to live here on earth.
Yeah.
One guy I just knew about 2 years ago, and the Lord asked me to take him, call him. I call out. I found out that I saw him serving God in his church, in his denomination for 30 years. Nothing but bad. He was guilt and shame, condemned. The Lord showed me, share with him your story. I want to deliver him. He never had a good life. Married to broken marriages with guilt and shame. Everybody looked at him down. The same my case. I knew exactly. And I told him he was crying, broken. About a few months later, he said, such a peace. That moment of peace. But the peace started increasing his life. The guilt and shame started lift up from his life. And next thing you know, he started to have fellowship with the Lord. And he started hearing his voice. So next month, you're going to hear his voice. And he started hearing his voice. Brother, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do this. I said, I know. God showed me you're going to be a preacher. You're going to be a preacher. That's what happened when we fellowship the Lord. When we know that he's good. And when he come back, imagine all the good things his father treated him. What his life going to be. He never want to go anywhere else. Now he started fellowship with his father. This is, I'm talking about Jesus, our father, Abba, father, the God that we serve. He's real. He sort of make real to me. I started fellowship with him. He said, I don't want you all of a sudden from me, all about asking my blessing. You seek me, all my blessing will overtake you.
Yeah.
This was after I graduated from college. You guys know, Ernestine and Brother Dan know when I was in Bible college, I didn't have food to eat. I'm talking real thing right here. Okay. I just came from Vietnam and 2010, I started, after I encountered Jesus, he started telling me the thing. How I know that when I started understanding he's a good God. He reminded me how good he is. He brought me out of Vietnam. 22 people, they much better than my condition. Because I remember that moment, I liked the song Forgiveness. I asked forgiveness. And I stood on 1 John chapter 9. Chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sin to the Lord, and he is faithful. It's not, he is not just yesterday. He is faithful. Forgive our sin. And what? And clean us from all unrighteousness when we do that. So sometimes when we confess, Lord, maybe I'm forgiven. Maybe I'm not forgiven. Maybe it's my sin too much big. But when we read Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, even though you sin, just like scholar, right? It will white as snow. The first time when I saw snow, I said, Lord, I grabbed snow. When in America, I saw snow, I grabbed snow. I'm like, Lord, this is so pure. He said, I'm white as snow. You see nothing but pure in snow. So I started seeing the vision that how I am, God see me because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we are the Son of God. We are no longer servant. If we carry servant mentality, we can never tap into the blessing of God. We can never experience God. You can fast, you can pray, you can go to church, you can read, you can memorize the scripture, you can study, and you have all the knowledge of God will not produce any good in our life. Because we the one neglected as the children of God. Because we are no longer servant, we are son. Son, then what? Heir, and then joy ever God. So servant mentality is this. Oh, Lord, I just want to serve you. I give my life all to you. I don't want to do anything in this world. Just serve you. So we're serving God without cooperating with God. I've seen a lot of people serving God with all effort, with all good intention. But fail to realize that we are co-labor with him. So the older son come from the field. What's going on in my house? A lot of music and dancing and they are marrying. What's going on, man? Tell me. He's supposed to know. He's supposed to know something going on in his house. Because he's been working with slaves. He has slave mentality. Victim mentality will kill us. Unworthiness will kill us. I'm not good enough will kill us. So he tell, ask one, well, the servant knows something better than he knew. He said, oh, your brothers just came home and your dad just make a big party. Best music in town, maybe playing in the house. He refused to come in. He was angry. He's got mad. That spirit of religious. If we see somebody blessed, we are not blessed. We're jealous. We hate them. God, why don't you bless me? Why you bless that guy? That he's ugly. He's not worthy for your blessing. I'm serving you all my life, man. I don't have a goal to play or to celebrate with my friend. His father has come out. Son, it is right. Your brother's lost, not found. He dead, not alive again. We should be married. And then he's added, everything I have is yours. He didn't know that. He didn't know that. But younger son take advantage of it. He take advantage of his heir. He enjoy it. But he didn't know because servant mentality will stop us from experiencing the goodness of God. When the Lord showed me that my goodness, my power brought you from Vietnam to America, it's not about you, but about me. But he showed because you believe, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. When we believe what he say, when we believe him, we can believe his word. When we believe his word, things sort of happen. When the Lord showed me this about two sons, he said, two sons that never knew me. If you don't know me, you can serve me the rest of your life. You will never experience my benefit I have done through my son. The Lord wants us as a children of God. Look at this. This is how I look at it. I said, Lord, if the children of devil, they are blessed. They have airplane. I mean, they have private jet and they have all the yacht, all the stuff. I'm saying, we are your children. And you said, you are rich, God, and you are glory. And you created according to your image, your likeness, and you have given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. And I want that. I want that. I said, Lord, show me. You have to repent. You have to change your thinking. The goodness of God started changing our thinking. So I started seeing him as a good father. As I'm a qualified, because he said, we are partaker of Christ. Hebrew 13, right? Or oh, 3, I believe Hebrew 3 or 17. Let me take a look at that. Make sure we have that scripture right. So we are made partaker. We are not going to make, okay? We are made. Right, English, you guys, English, I'm speaking broken English here. We are made partaker of Christ. That means everything Jesus has, we can partake. Because we your heir, right? We are children of God. Galatians 4 tells that when you son, then you heir, your heir with Christ, right? Also Romans chapter 8, we can go from verse 15 through 16. Let me read that verse, I believe chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 17, we are partaker. Maybe 13. Hold on, I believe there. I write in there. This is really important. I want to see that. Hebrew 3:14. I'm sorry, Hebrew 3:14. Okay. We are Hebrew 3:14. Yep, for we are made partaker of Christ. What he has, as he is, so are we in this world. So Jesus authorized us to use first his name. The song that I liked, what a beautiful, powerful name it is. When I got an accident, I don't have enough breath to breathe. I just say, Jesus, Jesus. When you call Jesus, whoever called the name of the Lord, we will save or deliver whatever situation you may encounter. My car total loss, and I came alive, and I was healed that day. I didn't go to the hospital. Yeah, my car told. If I would go to the hospital, my life may be sitting in a wheelchair because they're going to do all kind of stuff. So, but the Lord showed me that you don't have to go. And so we are partaker of Christ. So I started understanding God is good God. I can't put too much condition before God. Instead of I learned how to rid it off all the condition that I put myself in front of the Lord Jesus. He already redeemed me from the curse. Therefore, I am blessed. I'm the child of Most High God. I can't serve God without fellowship with him. So two sons, they don't understand their father. So the Lord Jesus was talking about people, right? He wanted to show us we cannot serve God without fellowship with him because we call into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 3, chapter 1, verse 3. So we call into fellowship. So if we can serve God, just like the guy with servant mentality, okay, I want to serve God. I'm servant of God. Many in Vietnam, they still call servant of God. They can call me, but I would say sometimes from I'm not servant, I'm a son. Because I don't want to bind to myself. What you bind will be bound in heaven. What you loose in earth. So I learned after that, I have to loose all the cursing, all the servant mentality. We have to break it. So I would like to do it after the service today. Because that thing, because spiritual law, we need to break it in order to receive the blessing of God. Just like my dad, when I was young, he dedicated me to the devil. When I got accident that day, the one that I'm calling, I was called Jesus. That day I stayed home. I was asked why they were trying to kill me many times. And the Lord spoke to me that day. He said, your father, I told him, I said, all things pass away, right? First, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, and all things become new. That's the Bible telling us. I said, why they were trying to take my life many times? And the Lord reminded me, because your dad has dedicated your body to the devil. The covenant he made shedding the blood. And the Lord said, he has the right to take your body. So sometimes people like our parents, they didn't know what to do, pronounce cursing. So I asked the Lord, what I'm going to do? He said, you need to break it. I have given you authority and power. Use my name to break it.
Yeah.
So we can break the curse. The generation curse is real. Trust me, it's real. So we can break that curse. Using in the name of Jesus, I break this covenant. From this day forward, you will never have effect in my life, or whatever you want to say. So I broke that day. Nobody taught me, but the Lord showed me. Because that's the Lord wants us to have fellowship with him. Why? When we start a fellowship with God, he started talking to us. He started showing us things that weird. I can never thought that I'm going to share the gospel. I'm most introvert. I was shy. And a lot of my friends said, you don't know how to get girls. I said, thank God, because I was shy. I was shy. But if I feel with the Holy Spirit, I don't know what shy is. I don't know what it meant. Now it will share with people that I'm shy. They don't believe. They said, no, you are not. I said, I was, but you're right now. I'm no longer shy. So the devil wants to bow us in every area that he can. So we can be bound by him. So we need to break everything that. So one of the things that I found, a lot of people, we want to do good for the kingdom of God, but without fellowship with him, without enjoying him. I love in Psalm 30, I believe 37 verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord. Not many people do that. Not many people. I work with a lot of pastors in Vietnamese community. They never delight in the Lord. When they go to the Lord, give me this, anoint me this one, anoint me this one, I'm going to serve you. What they're doing, they want to serve God as a servant. They do everything. You see Jesus as a servant when he served, but he never served as a servant mentality. He has always said, I'm a son, therefore I have power to forget sin. I am a son, therefore I'm the Lord of Sabbath. I'm a son, therefore what I see my father doing, I am doing likewise. John 5:19, and on we can go. We look at, and when you see me, you see the father. My father and I are one, right? John 10:30. And on we can go with through the life of Jesus. And he is a prophet, yes. He is an apostle, yes. He is a preacher, yes. He is pastor, yes. He's a teacher, yes. Because as a son, Holy Spirit moves freely. When we look from servant mentality, God starts to talk to us. We started seeing God as a good God, and then we have more fellowship with him. So the fellowship with the Lord, daily basis, that determine what you're going to go with your life with the Lord. That's what the Lord showed me. If you spend time with me, I will share with, because the secret of the Lord to those who are the children of God, those who are spending time with him, I would say, let me say this. When we have fellowship, like let's say, when I have fellowship with my brother Dan, I started knowing him more. He started knowing me more. So when the more is fellowship, because Holy Spirit, only Holy Spirit can reveal the love of God to us. Because the love of God is unconditional, and we are conditional love, right? If I love my spouse, if you know how to cook, I will marry you. I'm serious, right? Serious. That's human nature. But when we come to the Lord, we carry the same thing. We need to break that off. So when we fellowship with the Lord, he started revealing us his peace. The first time you experience when you spend time with God, the peace. Just like my brother in Charlotte, now I call him brother. And he said, I never experienced the goodness of God. I said, you about to experience. Guess what? He never made $3,000 per month. Never, never in her life. Guess what? 1 year later, now he make almost $5,000 per month. It's not about making money, because now he knows what God tell him to do. Because the fellowship that he started before, he said, I'm so sinner. I'm so far away from God. But now he said, I'm the son of God. I can come to him boldly, to the throne of grace, so I can find help every time I need. Whatever I need, he will provide me according to his riches in glory. Now he said, Brother Jed, I couldn't believe it. Now I'm making $500 per week. That's mean almost $5,000 per month. Sometimes he can make it. So you see, when we fellowship with the Lord and God started telling us to do things that beyond our ability. Sometimes maybe we don't like our job, but ask God. Maybe God wants to change your attitude. Like my case, I used to hate doing nails. I said, Lord, I want something else. But the Lord started showing, telling me. He said, serving is privilege and honor. All right, Father, I got it. I have to repent. Is that your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines a lot of things. You know? Yeah. I repent. I said, Lord, repent means that we change, right? I said, Lord, I'm going to change from today forward. After that, I just doing love without realizing money come in more than I expected. So I'm in the process now. And then 2 years ago, we bought a shop. And we are expanding right now. I'll tell you, when you acknowledge how good he is, the goodness of God will attract you, will chase you down. I can never imagine that happening when we were in college, right? No food to eat. One day, Andrew Womack come to me. He said, money is going to be no longer an issue in your life. I said, yes, sir, I believe your word. Have to be through Holy Spirit to confirm us to think that God, without we spending time, you can come to church, you can hear the word, but if you don't spend time with the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the true teacher going to reveal your truth to you. You can never able to believe the truth without Holy Spirit affirming in our heart. So we cannot act it if we don't. If we don't believe enough, we cannot act it. We have to believe enough. Just like for me, when the Lord said, time for you to have your own shop. I said, yes, sir. For me, easy to say. I'm just like child. I'm just easy. I know he said it. I'm going to act on it. And when I act on it, guess what happened? It happened. And look like you look at in the natural, you face a lot of hardship. I remember Andrew Womack said, I have 1,000 reasons to give up. But if you don't give up, you win. That's what we learn in school, right? They taught us, if you don't give up, you win. So we have a lot of opportunity to give up. My wife may work in whole summer, like, oh my goodness, our customer a lot. And we can't really take care of them because we have more than enough. I told my wife, honey, it's not your job. It's not my job. We are serving our Father. We serve our best ability. We serve an excellent job. The rest he's going to take care of. Our trust in him is not in man. If we trust in man, we'll be discouraged. We'll be disappointed. But I know that my source is from him. He's the one who wants us to have the job. So you always go back to the place the Holy Spirit taught you. Holy Spirit confirming you. This is the thing that the season that he wants you to do. You always have the courage. Just like I was in Bible college. I can blame God. Why are you putting Bible college? I don't have food to eat. Man, come on. I'm studying your word every day. You don't provide me food. I go fasting. I said, Father, I thank you. The attitude. I thank you. You are good, God. I don't care. When I was in jungle, I ate meat from the tree. I'm still sure where I'm on in America, the blessed country on earth, the richest country. I'm not going to die because of lack of food. That's my attitude. I don't see myself like I don't have food. So we have to pursue the thing because in order for us to partake of divine nature or his promise have to be by faith and patience. Patience plus with joyfulness. When we see him as a source, as our source. We don't see the problem. Even the problem right here in front of our eyes. But we keep seeing, looking Jesus because he is our Lord. He is our provider. He is our defender. Talking about the verse, Psalm 103, verse 6. So I was having count. I just found out on vacation, I shut off the water. I didn't know something going on wrong. I call all the utility people. They don't know what's going on. And in May and June, 24,000 gallons of water. And we only, my wife and me, my wife barely do pedicure. They maybe 5 pedicure. And I'm counting. I'm doing the math. It doesn't match. It's matching. Well, there's something wrong with it. So we went on vacation. We called utility people. Nobody knows. All right, I'm going to shut up water in case it drained down somewhere somehow. But if like leaking has to be constant, the meter would run. This is sometimes running, sometimes stop. I'm like, weird. So the guy, they don't know. They just shake their head. It is what it is. They say, the meter says so. We do so. You pay so. I say, all right. I'm going to find out. So anyhow, we went to vacation and I shut off the valve, the water. And when we returned, the lady came in my shop and said, check that out. He was yelling at me. Why don't you shut off my water? I said, okay, there you are the man. You were the one tapping on water. Okay. All right. We found out. We've been paying water for 2 years. So they call in Lord. I call in Lord. They say, we don't know. You the one mess up. I say, hey, look, I just moved in 2 years ago. And this thing been 10 years here. And you said, I'm the one messing up. You the one messing up. So kind of back and forth, back and forth. And later I found out they didn't know either because they just bought from the owner that building. So previous owner, what they do, they tap into because only 4 meters. So we have 5 units. So one of unit has to join one pipe or one line the water. So it happened to our case. Anyhow, I trying to find my justice, nothing going on. I talk with landlord, he just ignore me every turn. I said, what am I gonna do? I told my wife, honey, I'm gonna go home. I said, Lord, you said so. You said so right here. You execute righteousness and justice upon all those who oppressed.
Yeah.
All. It's not such qualification put into it. Just all. All. I said, Lord, I believe. I believe you're going to intervene in my case. And this you're going to advocate me. And I'm gonna receive good. Oh, so all my customers, they got mad. I mean, they got mad to the point that they called the yell of the people and they said, yeah, this is not right. You guys doing good and people will take advantage of you. I said, yeah, right. Everything will work out for my good. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together, right? For our good. To those who love God, if we love him, we qualify. And that can be working our case. So anyway, I call, I say, hey, you need to make it right. The landlord, you need to make right. So I give him about 1 month. And then sure enough, he come and make it right. And before he left on the phone, before I hung up, I said, look, I've been paid for 2 years. I need some compensation. I need some discount. He said, I can't do that. I said, of course you can. Of course you can. Of course you can. You're my landlord. You can discount me for next month. Okay. Let me. Before, he tried to ignore me every time. But this time, after I pray, I said, Lord, I said, let me talk to my boss. I said, okay. So to my surprise, about a few minutes later, he appeared to my shop. I said, my boss said 700. He want you to happy. I said, you want me happy? Give me $1,000. I would be happy. So he went out. Let me call my boss. I will return. Okay. I saw him walking out and talk on the phone. And 2 minutes later, he come back. He said, okay. I said, thank you. So what I'm saying, we cannot talk with these people. They have the right, because they didn't know either. They bought from, so we don't know. We do right, and that's it. They said that it is what it is. So that's it. So sorry for you, that kind of thing. But I said, hey, look, I'm trying to make a living here. I have 2 kids at home, and we're trying to make a living. And look, we've been trying to pay. We don't have people work. We're just trying to pay. But you're trying to ignore us. Don't you understand? Don't you understand, human being? So what I found out, God has compassion. Okay, look at the son. He saw from far. He has compassion. Compassion. And when Jesus moved with compassion, we have to believe that God has compassion on us. Okay? We have to believe that. I said, Lord, I believe you have compassion on me. Not only love me, you have compassion. What compassion only is good thing in only in English can exist. In my language or Vietnamese, there's no such word of compassion. They're just translated mercy. But in Old Testament, you go through cassette can translate a compassion or mercy or loving kindness. But in English, compassion, that word that when Jesus moved with compassion, what he do? He cannot stop but just doing. Whether healing or whether perform a miracle, feed 5,000, 6,000 or 20,000 people, he did it because compassion. He can't stop it. So all of his being, he wanted to do it. So we have to see ourselves. We are. He looked at us with compassion. When we started, he believed in his good, believed in his mercy, believed in his forgiveness, things sort of happen in our life. I remember when I was trying to learn English, I share this story all the time, almost every day. And the Lord started showing me, my spirit will teach you all things. That means including English. All things mean all, right? That's English, right? All things mean all. I said, Lord, that means English included? Yes. All things mean all. So we have to see ourselves past all the judgment we put on ourselves. Okay? I love Luke 6:38. Give, it will give back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men were given to the same measure you measure, it will measure back to you. How much we measure God, you will experience measuring from God back to us. If we measure God as a mad, as an angry God, what are we gonna, our life gonna feel bitterness and angry? It's not good. You measure him. Oh, his loving kindness. Oh, he's forgiven me. Oh, he's wanted me to be blessed, prosper. We want us to have, because above all things, he wants us to prosper, be in health, even us also prosper. It is written. Everything written is covenant. Okay. Next time I will talk about covenant. The Lord showed me already message next time is covenant. So everything in his word is covenant. I show it to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Psalm 89:34. Okay, 89:34. Psalm 89:34. Hallelujah. 34. Okay. My covenant I will not break, nor, okay, alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth. So every word of God is become covenant. And covenant is he will not break. So I honor covenant. The children of Israel did not honor his covenant. They always despise the covenant of God. So God wants us to honor his word. So he honored his word above all his name, Psalm 108, verse 2. And we need to honor his word. First, we need to honor him, so we can honor his word. So we see the two story, two of the sons don't understand his father because there's no fellowship. And the most important thing for us as a children of God, we need to fellowship with our father. If we see him like good father, I mean, come on, you see a good friend, you want to fellowship with friend. Yeah. When we see our father, he's good. He want to bless us. He want to bless us. He want to financially, spiritually, I mean, physically. That's what his heart, he showed me. If you believe this thing will happen to your life. If I believe he has ability to heal me. If I believe I am recipient of healing or recipient of the blessing of God is overtaking me, overchasing me down, literally I can experience it, he said. So we need to change our thoughts. We need to change. And in order to do that, we need to continue in his love. This is a commandment Jesus gave his disciple, John chapter 15, verse 9. He said, you continue in my love. Continue in my love or abide in my love. Okay. I abide in my father's love. So he said, you do likewise. So we need to abide in his love. Because if we abide in his love, we're secure. When God loves you, when let's see, if the multi-billionaire loves you, guess what? He carry everything about you, right? Okay. So if God loves us, he will carry, we'll take care of every matter. It's going to turn for our good, regardless what situation we're going, regardless what going on, come against our way. We just keep holding on to that because he's good God. And if we continue to hold the tight, continue to fellowship with him, continue to keep his word, remember what we speak to. It's not only study his word. Okay. I shared this last time. The Lord told me, you study the word is good. Meditate the word is good. That's what God tells us to do. Meditate day and night. But if we fail to speak the word of God will not produce in our life. So we need to continue. Watch out what you speak. Because God wants us to speak yes and yes, nay, nay, no and no. So when you speak something, just like I would say this. In my case, you know, we don't have people who work with us. A customer always said, Jack, you need to hire more. I said, yes, I will hire more. People more will come. We always have leave room for the future or for outcome. We can't just like, oh, I can't hire somebody right now. Oh, I don't have. No. It will come. People will come. Give room for the Holy Spirit to work. So our word need to give room. Just like our church right now. Robert said, his prophet, he said he saw honesty in the church, big church, his own church. So we just believe the prophet. You will prosper. You believe the Lord, you will establish. Believe the prophet, we prosper. So every time you receive the word, like when somebody shared the word, you will prosper. So when you believe the word of God, you establish. Establish is more important than any gift that we can have from God. Because establishment is the Lord said, if you're not established, he told me, if you don't have integrity, you don't have foundation, you are not grounded in me. So circumstance may come and you will be fluctuate. And the gift that I've given you is not going to use much. It's going to be useless. But when we walk in integrity, we walk in just like moving, keep moving forward, steady, we establish, who cares? The rain going to come down, the flood going to come down, going to hit the house, but the house is staying. So the Lord wants us to keep just like our fellowship with him. In order for us, I have some friends that I saw you 10 years ago. You still love Jesus today. I said, what do you think? Because see, people go up and down. I said, what? I said, I don't know. People go up and down. I'm finding myself go up and down. I said, you spend time with the Lord? Sometimes once in a while. I said, okay, you need to spend time with the Lord. That is our priority. That's command, right? The commandments, right? Command, stay in his love, stay with him, stay fellowship. When you delight yourself in the Lord, this is what I love. I'm going to close it. When we delight in the Lord, a lot of things God starts speaking to us. The people I never knew, they start, the Lord give me vision at night, dreams at night, what they do behind the scene. Yes. I know a little bit about White House. I'm not going to share it. This is not my time to share it. I don't know about this thing. I just spend time with the Lord, pray for blessing America. This is my country. I have up my parent, my relative fought for U.S. during Vietnam War. I'm going to continue to pray. That's a fighting, right? Warfare. I can pray at home. I said, Father, I want this continue. Your blessing continue. The liberty continue. So we can continue. So God start showing me something in White House. And other people, they say nice to me. And the Lord show me. People say, oh, brother, I love you. Oh, so on and so forth. All the good word that's speaking. And the night, Lord show me, don't listen to them. They eat with you, they drink with you, they marry with you, they say all kind of good things, but their heart is far away from you. Don't listen. So in only in the Lord, Holy Spirit, he knew everything. Imagine in the in Israel day, and the king talking about his bed, and then the prophet in Israel telling all the things. The king said, who is spy? You know, there's no such thing spy in a troop. How is this thing now? Oh, he has prophet. God show him. Oh, okay. See, we have the Holy Spirit, the secret agent that we have more than anything else in this world if we have fellowship with him. Condition how much we want to delight ourselves in the Lord. He will give us desire. I believe whatever situation you're going through, maybe some financially, health, or whatever, if you trust God, God will brought you through. It's not only brought you through, flourish. Imagine like my case. I come to U.S. with $0. 2005. I don't have any. I never thought that I'm going to have my own business. I never thought that I started 2 years, now started expanding. We're expanding from 1,200, now 2,600 square feet. Okay? Double rent, everything double. The Lord said, you would not be ashamed. You see, when I spend with time with the Lord, you said, everything God spoke against me, the Lord said, you would not ashamed because you believe. What the Bible say, right? Those who believe would not be ashamed. Regardless what situation, yours can be different. Everyone can be different. But if you hold on to his good, so good thing going to come out. Whether your finance, God wants us to live free. He wants every his children to live extravagant life. So we can tell the world how good God is. We can tell the world how good. When I drive better car, yeah, they have good car. I said, thank God. He's gave me. You see that? I'm not bragging about me. I'm boasting him. I have no ability to get that money. I have no ability. I remember I know my friend. I know who I am. But when I believe how big God is, and that his blessing started giving me. There's time people give me $6,000. What are you going to say? I believe he's good. That person is blessed. After she gave me $6,000, and she started, people started selling their land to her. She bought, I don't know how many acres. This is yet after I give it to you $6,000. God gave me this big. I knew how God worked. You see that? So we thought to learn, cooperate with God. Learn, if you want financial freedom, learn to give. Don't give beyond you can. Give from $1. That's how I start principle. That's my brother in Charlotte. I told him, start to give. You start to believe in God for more. Now, about $5,000 per month. He said, brother, I can live. I'm not worried about money now. I'm in $1,200 per week. What are you going to do? He only spent whole month like 2,000 Mac. He got three children. He still survived many years, but now I got almost 5,000. I don't worry about money. So God wants us to live worthy every area of life, not about money, not about finance. But the thing is, God wants us to enjoy him first. So when we know that the blessing will come, we are not pursuing money. I'm not pursuing money. I'm pursuing him and his blessing. He told me, if you, many people pursue my blessing and never get my blessing, because that's not the way it's supposed to be. And the Bible tells us that Proverbs 23, I believe it was 4 and 5, the money is like the riches, like has wing as eagle fly toward heaven. No way you can be found. Heaven is only Jesus can go there. We can go there later, but not many people can go there while we're alive. I saw a cat girl can go to heaven many times, she said. I never seen heaven. Grandma saw heaven a little bit. It's not like full, maybe third heaven or whatever it is, Paul said. I don't know. Anyhow, the Lord wants us to ground ourselves. He's good father. The father's heart for us. We must hold tight to our father's heart, our father's heart. We recognize he loved us with everlasting love. From his mercy never end on us. Romans chapter 5, we're talking about because his mercy, because and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, so because his great mercy, he saved us. So if we hold to that, the hell are going to be shaken in our life. The thing that injustice, God gonna help us. Many things God helped me without me doing a thing. But this is what I do. Father, you are my defender. You're my provider. Every need you call me to do, I'm acting on it. I believe you can do it. So because God called us to do beyond our ability, just like understanding, open the church, it's not easy. I tell you, not easy. It's not easy. But it's worth it. It was sacrifice. The blessing is worth it. Blessing worth it. So Father wants us to hold on how good he is. So the goodness of God can be manifest in life. The more we experience the goodness of God, the more our life change. Our thinking, our thought change toward God. So if we, in the past, our thought of mind, like thinking God, okay, I'm not qualified enough. I'm not worthy enough. Today, I want you to take off of that. Okay. Oh, I don't have education. I can't be prosperous. God will bless us regardless. He will connect us with people, with job, with whatever it is. God is his master. How about that? He's bigger than our unworthiness. His forgiveness is bigger than our sin. His mercy is bigger than any we deserve it. His grace, he can make all grace abound toward us that we can have all sufficiency in all things or in every area of life. Amen.